pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It is National Lookalike Day, Tony. You must be celebrating the fact that you look just like Brad Childress.
And Tony Kornheiser. Brad Childress? No. I've heard Brad Pitt.
Really?
Yes.
Who have you heard this from?
Angelina.
Angelina at the corner gas station?
Angelina.
Right there in a convenience store?
No, Angelina who works upstairs in security. But I have heard it from Angelina.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm glad
she says
it.
I look like Brad Pitt. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, LeBron goes off. McNabb and Owens could reunite. And would NFL teams discriminate against a white running back? But we begin today with the Cleveland Cavaliers beating the Chicago Bulls again last night. Though the game ended in a 10-point spread, the Bulls were close all night. And LeBron James had to score 40 points to secure the victory. In fact, LeBron needed his greatest shooting percentage ever in the playoffs, 69% from the field. Cleveland won, Mike, but is this kind of narrow win at home cause for concern?
No. They won. No, they won. And, okay. And Tony, do we need to flash back to some times when Michael Jordan would have these, when he was leading the Chicago Bulls to championships, would have these games where other teams, Atlanta or Cleveland, would get close? They get close and they the Washington Bullets then. They get real close, they lose by four, and they say, we're going home now. And we're going to win this game because we're close to them. And what would happen? They get home, they lose by 20. No. The Bulls, by the way, would have beaten every other team probably in the playoffs last night. Maybe not Orlando, but like 12 of the other 15 teams.
So you
but
don't
not
think,
Cleveland.
Okay, so you don't think, let's take the Bulls out of the equation.
Okay.
Although it's interesting that Shaquille is back in the middle and Joakim Noah, who was a beanpole, went for 25
up,
points and 13 rebounds.
Yeah.
So you're saying take the Bulls out of the equation.
Okay.
What about in the second round? What about in the third round? If LeBron has to, and this is the flaw of the team to me.
I know.
That LeBron has to go out and win the games all the time.
Guess what? He's done it and gotten to the finals doing it. Were you around in 2007?
And,
you were born
and
then.
They
you saw that.
And they haven't won the finals yet.
Okay, but the point is LeBron can do this. LeBron James, there's a reason why you New York people want LeBron James. Because this is what
people.
He does, and he can do this all the way through June, Tony.
I think they're a flawed team. Last night they shot 94% from the foul line. They never do that. They needed their A game to beat a team that's ranked eighth.
That's what champions do.
That doesn't
they
concern
get their
you going
A game
forward.
When they need it.
Okay.
That's what they do. No.
Well,
no,
you're Mr. Basketball.
No. You're the one who thinks they're flawed, not me.
Yes, I do.
A surprising story out of the NFL, where Donovan McNabb has reportedly encouraged the Washington Redskins, his new team, to sign, brace yourselves, Terrell Owens. McNabb and T.O. famously feuded as teammates in Philly, but Ed Werder and Sal Palantonio are reporting that the two have discussed playing together again while they were taping that recent episode of that show, Pros versus Joes.
Where I was right.
Well, you were right. I lost a bet. The Redskins are said to be reluctant to do this. Tony, should the Redskins embrace this pairing?
This is made in heaven. This is fabulous. The Redskins don't have any great wideouts anyway.
No, they don't.
Terrell Owens can go in there and can catch 60 balls. The thing about it is, if Donovan McNabb has this illusion or this delusion that T.O. is going to change on any level,
right.
That is craziness. But
that's
he
right.
Probably also remembers that the only time he went to the Super Bowl,
with
his best receiver was Terrell Owens. He probably figures, Terrell Owens is going to change a little bit.
You know what happens when T.O. is away and he's antagonizing other quarterbacks?
He looks
you
good.
Tend to say, maybe it wasn't that bad. You romanticize, you forget. I will remind Donovan of how agonizing it was when T.O. was there.
This
and T.O. made everybody crazy.
This is an
crazy.
Old girlfriend situation. The further you get away, the better she looks. But if anybody's going to have to change, it will be Donovan McNabb. On
That's
the
right.
other hand, he's seen it all by now. Mike Shanahan
has seen
it all.
Yeah.
If there's any circumstance where T.O. can come in and help, you telling me you wouldn't think this is great?
Tony,
this is
Tony,
great.
It's great for sports
High
talk
drama.
Show guys in Washington who yodel on the air like you.
Well, that's what I do.
Okay, but it's not great for the team. Look, they get
Why
better.
Not?
They'll go to the playoffs. They will.
Well,
then you're
what's
not
wrong with
going
that?
To win with T.O.
If you go to
you
the playoffs, you have
so you
won.
Think, let me get this straight. You think LeBron hitting a bunch of shots in the fourth quarter is flawed.
Yes.
But you think T.O. coming into your squad is not flawed.
Is good.
Okay, we need
is
to get
good.
You checked out, big
Upgrade.
Boy.
Upgrade.
A little drug testing.
Pittsburgh Steelers management has told Pittsburgh Steelers players that going forward, there will be zero tolerance for embarrassing off-the-field shenanigans. Offensive lineman Willie Colon revealed what Mike Tomlin told the team, saying, quote, either you get in line or you get kicked out of line. Either you'll be traded or you're not going to be here, unquote. Wilbon, are the Steelers boxing themselves in with this new policy?
Of course they are. Look, anytime you get young men with lots of money, whether we're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Dallas Cowboys, or Wall Street, you are going to get boys behaving sometimes badly. That's just the fact of the matter, and you can check history to prove it. So, yes, now the Steelers will throw you out, Tony. We know that. The Steelers, quicker than some, they're not the Raiders, okay? They will throw you out.
That's right. They're different. They're different.
But are they going to help their squad? Are they going to get perfect behavior? No, they're not.
This is not the Marine Corps. There is not one rule for every single player. The Steelers won, I believe, two Super Bowls in the last 5 years and didn't have all choir boys to win both of these Super Bowls.
Right.
I think it's unwise to go forward and only consider the letter of the law and not the spirit of the law. I think you box yourselves in when you do something like this. And I understand that they feel that the Rooney family has such a reputation that people have to be held to a higher standard. But I think this can hurt them. I don't see the need for this. I don't.
I'm sorry. If we go back over all time, Tony, we can go back to some of Vince Lombardi's famous teams. He had some bad boys, didn't he?
His best players show up for the Super Bowl under
the influence of something other than Gatorade.
Yeah.
Toby Gerhart wonders whether his skin color might negatively affect his draft status. The Stanford running back tells Michael Silver of Yahoo he believes some teams have discounted him because he's white. Silver quotes one scout as saying that Gerhart is a second rounder who would go in the first round if he was black. Tony, for years we've talked, of course, about bias against black quarterbacks. You believe there could be bias against white running backs?
Of course I do, and so do you.
Yes, I do.
Of course, I do. Now, this is going to hurt him in his first contract. So he goes to camp, and he wins the job, and he becomes a big-time player, and his second contract will be fine. But if you're asking me, there are no white running backs. There are no white star running backs. So when you look around, you go, well, why do we want one? Of course it's
true.
That's
right. Any place where you are rare, people are skeptical. Yes. I remember back when a guy named Mark Price was in college.
Don't go there.
And you and John Feinstein, basketball authorities, said, you know, Mark Price, another slow white kid who everybody's overrating. And Magic Johnson had to say to you, excuse me, Tony, you've lost your mind. Price is a pro.
I may have been wrong on that.
But this happens all the time.
That prejudice exists in the United States against white basketball players
right now.
And exists in other sports against black players.
But Toby Gerhart's finding out what white basketball players deal with all the time. Running back is the position in pro football where this can happen.
The last Hall of Fame running back who was white is John Riggins. That's
25 years.
Kyle Singler will not forego his senior season at Duke to join the NBA. He will stay at Duke and try to lead Duke to back-to-back championships. Singler's got a title. He was named most outstanding player of the Final Four. There wouldn't seem to be anything left to prove. Wilbon, are you surprised he's staying in school?
Well, Tony, I didn't really have a read one way or another. Kyle Singler's clearly an athlete, and he can shoot, and you know he's going to play in the NBA. But only because of talking to NBA personnel people over the last, I don't know, month at least, did they say they thought he might come back to school, because they're checking this guy out. At 6'8", with his shooting range and ability, they knew he's going to play, so they've been just looking into everything about Kyle Singler.
I always like when a guy wants to go back to school, whatever his reasons. I think that's fun. You only get to be a college student once. I think the most obvious analogy is to Matt Leinart, that Matt Leinart had a Heisman Trophy and a championship and chose to come back one more year. And it did hurt him with his draft stock, but that's because he was originally projected as the number one overall pick. Singler, I wouldn't think, is going to be a top 10 pick anyway, so
Not top 10, but maybe he can make himself a top 10 pick, Tony.
We could.
He's good enough.
Well, they win again.
But think about this.
The
Florida basketball
didn't
players.
Didn't hurt them.
Including Noah.
That's right.
Now, some of those guys only came back for their third
year.
Folks thought they
Noah,
Horford,
Brewer,
Noah. They came back and they won.
Didn't hurt.
And look at what they're doing in the pros. Look at Noah, by the way.
Oh, very good. Great night last night. Time for a break. When we come back, Dwight Howard makes some surprising picks for MVP.
And later, can Kevin Durant shake Ron Artest tonight?
Is Artest still blonde? Two big developments today for Dwight Howard. He won his second straight Defensive Player of the Year award, and he gets to join us on PTI. We welcome Dwight Howard, we'll start with this. You had 9 blocks, but only 5 points in the game one win over the Bobcats. Are you okay with numbers like that, just 5 points?
Am I okay with it? Yeah, as long as we win. That's the only stat that we're concerned about right now is winning. You want to win as much as you can in the playoffs. And I think 9 blocks is great.
And very fitting for the Defensive Player of the Year, the second one in a row. Now, Stan Van Gundy, your coach, says sports writers are never going to vote you MVP, that award is going to belong to LeBron forever and evermore, which I disagree, being a sports writer with a ballot. But nevertheless, You think you had an MVP year, or if you had a vote, who would you have voted for, Dwight?
Well, I think I had a great season, you know, but I want to have a better postseason. And if I had a chance to vote, it would be out of 2 people, to be honest with you. Kevin Durant, I think what he's done in Oklahoma City with the way he's got those guys to winning 50 games this year, I think he should be at the top for MVP. And also Amari, I think the second half of the season, he's been playing great. He's been scoring a lot of points. He's been rebounding, blocking shots, and he's been all over the place. So I think those 2 guys would be at the top of my list if I had to choose.
Do I hear you throwing a little chin music at LeBron by saying that?
No. You asked me my opinion. You know, I love LeBron. I have nothing against him, you know, and he's been playing great this year. And, you know, he out of Amari, Kevin Durant, and, you know, LeBron, those guys have been playing great basketball. So, you know, either one of those guys will have my vote.
As good as you look, let me see if I can get you a little bit hot under the collar with this. Everybody in the country seems to be assuming and rooting for Kobe to play LeBron in the finals. You were in the finals last year. This has to agitate you, doesn't it?
It does, you know, but it motivates me and the rest of my teammates and to go out there and play hard every night. You know, we don't want to see that. You know, last year, the puppets now, I have to say, that is the greatest idea ever invented. It was the little puppets with LeBron and Kobe. But I don't think that I could have sat at home and watched the puppets during the finals. And I was like, no, I can't allow this to happen. I got to do whatever I can, you know, to get back, to get to the finals. And, you know, I love the puppets, you know, the little commercials and all that stuff. But I was like, no, these are too much.
Well, last year, one of the puppets could not get through you. And so they went and got a big guy. I don't know if he's a puppet yet, but obviously Shaq and Cleveland are going to try to go through you guys this time around. You know, Dwight, they pretty much got Shaq to sort of battle you. Mm-hmm. With all the Superman stuff going on, tell me how you feel about that matchup. Do you have something to prove, even though you've been to the finals more recently than Shaq?
Well, you know, right now my focus is on the Bobcats. You know, we cannot overlook this team. You know, they're a great basketball team. They're well coached. They have a lot of great players on their team. So right now my focus is on the Bobcats and the Bobcats only. When we get to that matchup, then I'll worry about it then. But right now I can't look past the Bobcats. We got to come out and beat those guys.
You are not even thinking about Shaquille O'Neal? Not even thinking about him?
I'm focused on the Bobcats right now. You know, that's in the back of my mind. I think about it a lot. Everybody tells me all the time who the real Superman is. Neither one of us is Superman. We can't fly, can't jump over buildings, can't bite a bullet with our teeth. So we're not Superman. But, you know, I just want to go out there and win games for my team. And right now my focus is on the Bobcats.
You're a big man. You get involved in big tussles underneath the basket. Elbows are thrown. It's rough underneath there. Kevin Garnett gets sat down for 1 game, a playoff game, for throwing an elbow. Do you think that in the NBA they're calling it too tightly?
No. No, I think they did just, you know, they go by the rules, you know. And it happened to me last year. I got caught in a little tussle with Samuel Dallenberg. And I got suspended for something that I did. It was an action that I took upon myself. And, you know, just have to pay the consequences. And just wish the best of both of those teams and Kevin Garnett.
Thank you for joining us, Dwight.
Thanks,
Don't
Dwight.
You dare think about Shaq.
Really?
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
We're taking a break. When we come back, will Kevin Durant outscore Kobe Bryant tonight?
And the number one women's golfer in the world calls it quits in her prime.
Annika Sorenstam, didn't she do that last year?
She did it a couple of years ago. I think it may have been more than one, though, Tony.
Really?
By the way, Dwight's going to win more than one MVP, defensive player or not.
He hasn't won any. And welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline, where we peer into the future to bring you answers from the great beyond. Let me take the first call.
Hey, this is Jeff. Do you see Kevin Durant outscoring Kobe Bryant tonight?
I do indeed. I see Kevin Durant scoring 31 points. I see Kobe Bryant scoring 27 points. But I see the Lakers winning. See, individual scoring isn't all that important. Someday, Durant will have the players around him that Kobe has around him, and he won't have to worry about getting 35 a game.
Durant has to score, and he has to score more than 30 for his team to have a reasonable chance of winning in Los Angeles tonight.
31.
He will score 35 points tonight.
31.
35. He'll take a high volume of shots. He will shoot better than 7 for 24, but Ron Artest will do a good job. Kobe's can score 30 or 31 points. He doesn't have to score every point. He's got other all-stars. The Lakers will still win.
Next.
Hey, guys. It's Greg from Houston. Do y'all see KG's absence as being a big factor tonight?
Of course I do. He's no worse than the second, even at worst, the third best player, most important player on the Celtics. And you can win a game or two, you know, without a star. Portland won a game without Brandon Roy. Utah won last night without Kirilenko and Okur. But the Celtics should be able to beat Miami, right, without Kevin Garnett, and they will.
I'm not so sure about that. His absence, though, to answer the question, is going to be big either way. Boston will have to be inspired and play that way. And, Tony, you mentioned other players and maybe third best. You're talking about, of course, Rondo and Paul Pierce.
That's right.
Not necessarily in order, but you're right. They can, with Ray Allen, take up the slack.
They can win.
But
they will win.
Miami tested them, had that 14-point lead in Game 2. This series, 1-1.
They will win. Next.
Hey, guys, it's Jeff. Do you see either the Blazers or the Jazz actually winning their series?
Let me make this brief. No, I do not. I will cede most of my time to the other seer, Mr. Michael Wilbon, Mr. NBA. But upsets in the first round of the NBA, very, very rare. You can win one game, two games. You can't win four without your best players.
Well, but it wouldn't be that big an upset in the case. First of all, the Phoenix Suns are down to a one-game season. Tonight, here, right behind me, inside the mountains, okay? They have to win this
right
game.
Right behind you is a mural.
Or their season is over. You don't go down 0-2 at home. And some of the problems Phoenix has with Portland don't go away, as Kenny Smith said repeatedly last
night. What's the answer?
I will say both these series are going long, but the higher seed, the lower seeded team will prevail.
That's what I've said. And behind you again is a mural. What is next?
Hey, Tony and Mike, this is Chris. Do you see Lorena Ochoa winning another tournament on the LPGA Tour?
She's 28 years old. She's won 27 tournaments. This comes up because today she announced that she's quitting. All right, and people, she just recently got married, and people say she wants to have a family. I see her coming back within the next 5 years and winning lots of tournaments, the way Nancy Lopez did, the way Julie Inkster did. Yes, she will win.
Yes, Tony, that's one scenario where she comes back at 34, 35, still young for a golfer.
A mom.
That's seven
She's
whole years from now.
Yes.
And can win
yes.
multiple tournaments. But there's another scenario. While she's going out, while she's taking a bow and collecting hardware and kisses and hugs from the fans, she can win on her way out as well. So the answer is a double yes.
That is it for Fortune Teller. I see some commercials on the way, and then Brett Favre news.
Oh, please.
Maybe.
I hope something's wrong with
In
your
a way.
Crystal ball. And baseball cracks down on hoodies.
That's a tough stance.
Well, you know, it would be
Gotta
tough
like
if
that.
It was New England and it was football.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But it's not.
Aha. Uh-huh. A mural. He's sitting in front of a mural.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting in front of the mountains.
Not a real mountain.
Can't you see?
First there was a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Happy time, people. Happy 65th birthday, Steve Spurrier. The old ball coach is actually getting old. His one and only national championship at Florida was in 1997. And at South Carolina, he has yet to be in a bowl game of substance. But Spurrier can rest assured that PTI loves him.
We do, Tom, but I'm still hoping the windows open wide enough, like Jerry Sloan, too, that those guys can still win championships at their ages.
Happy anniversary, Joe Montana. On this day, 17 years ago, the 49ers traded you to the Chiefs. This was a bombshell because it meant that the 49ers considered Steve Young to be a better quarterback than Joe Montana. And while that was probably true at that time when Montana was 36, many people consider Montana the greatest quarterback of all time.
Montana and Elway, Elway and Montana, one or the other, Tony.
Happy trails to Joe Madden's hoodie. Major League Baseball told Madden his hooded sweatshirt does not meet official league specifications for dugout wear and he should cease wearing it. Would that Bill Belichick managed in the AL East? Madden says he's always worn hoodies, quote, I have no idea why this is happening, unquote.
Tony, can you imagine the good for mankind that these leagues could have done if they stopped legislating clothing on the field and the sideline and do something worthwhile? Stop it, dopes.
Time to find out what we messed up, Reale.
Reds pitcher Edinson Volquez suspended 50 games for testing positive for a performance enhancer. He said it's medication he took for family planning. He's on the DL now, and he'll serve while he's on the DL. Jason Taylor to the Jets. Rex Ryan just adding bodies this offseason.
Skewing very much older with the Jets. Shout out, Wilbon. Who are you shouting out to?
I'm going to cede my time to you, Mr. Stanley Cup.
Thank you. I will shout out to Bruce Boudreau, the coach of the Capitals, for making all the right moves so far in the playoffs. Most notably, yanking Jose Theodore 8 minutes into game two, replacing him with Varlamov, and as a result, getting two victories.
Wow, I'll get a plaid jacket. You'll be Don Cherry.
I'll get that for tomorrow. We're taking a break. There's more PTI to come, including the NFL schedule.
Oh, I can't take it. We're back in a few minutes. Until then, let's toss it up to SportsCenter.
Good night, Cameron. Why don't you do that Elizabeth thing? I'm coming with you, Elizabeth. Why don't you do that? Welcome back to the PTI program. Okay, Wilbon, McNabb and Owens, the sequel. Good idea or bad idea?
Well, it's a good idea for entertainment purposes in and around the District of Columbia, Tony. I mean, guys
That's
like
where
you,
I live.
Who, yeah, guys like you have a radio talk show.
I want it.
This would make your
I
life.
Want
you
it.
Should tithe
I want
to
it.
Them.
I want it.
If they came back, if they were reunited, because it
great.
Feels so good.
I think it's
Because you'd love it. But in terms of winning, like actually winning a championship, which the Redskins have some aspirations, considering they have one of the biggest payrolls, if not the biggest, every year, it'd be a bad idea for that because T.O.'s never won Jack, and he's not winning Jack.
Well, Donovan's never won Jack. I mean, you know, the only time they did great, they got them a Super Bowl together. And winning a championship, what did the Redskins win last year? 4? 5?
Yeah.
They're not going to win a championship. This will fill the house. Here's the Redskins wide receiver
core
right now.
The house is filled already.
Santana Moss. That's it. That's the list.
Yeah.
Owens would be great. Now, if McNabb is so delusional to think that they won't get halfway across the river and Owens will bite them.
Of course he will. That's
crazy.
My point.
Of course that will happen.
You know, it sounds
but
great
it's
when, you're playing, pickup basketball and you somehow beat Rick Fox, Kenny Smith, and Akeem.
As noted
so that now
me.
I have to pay a lot of
Told
money
you.
Through a dinner to Charles Barkley.
No, to
and
me.
Donovan. And
to
Donovan.
Me.
Well, you won't come out here, so you're not getting dinner.
Wait, I made the bet.
But just because
I want
they,
the dinner.
Just because they play basketball together doesn't mean one dinner and it's here.
No,
doesn't
come home.
Mean that they're going to get along and win. I told Donovan
Can't
this. I don't know what he's
along?
Thinking. I don't
this
know what he's thinking.
Great. This is two divas for the price
by
of one.
By T.O. again. Come
one
on,
minute
now.
Left. We go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Vikings at Saints. NFL opener. Good choice.
At Saints. Well, Brett Favre can get off his lawn and just drive to New Orleans. The Caps smoke the Canadiens. 5-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. Is it over for Montreal?
Over. Over. Colt McCoy says Mike Holmgren compared him to Steve Young and Joe Montana. Fair comparisons?
No. The Patriots signed Torrey Holt. You think he's got something left?
People go when they're old and put on a Patriots uniform and they have something left. Rafael Nadal skipping the Barcelona Open to be sure his knees get proper rest. Your thoughts?
I want to see Nadal play all year with good health. I hope this helps ensure it. 5 NHL games on tap tonight. You got any surprises coming?
The only surprise would be if I watch them and not Idle and Glee. Last one, Bucks and Hawks. Game 2 tonight. Who you got?
I think the Bucks might sneak this one out, Tony. I'm looking at 1-1, a bunch of 1-1 series in the NBA, just
so.
Like the NHL
yeah,
was.
But it's not like the NHL. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You like Milwaukee? I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Check out that PTI podcast on iTunes first. Then, let's go back to
Donovan T.O. Go to the Redskins locker room.
PTI.